During the Easter season, we celebrate the Easter sacraments. And what are the Easter sacraments? I think we all know. We just probably don't know we call them that. The Easter sacraments are baptism, confirmation, and Holy Eucharist. And those were the three sacraments on the Easter Vigil day, the day of the Easter Vigil. Those were the three sacraments that about four people, I think, we had from our parish were adults, were baptized, confirmed, and received First Communion. And also during the Easter season, we have come to celebrate the other sacraments of confirmation and Eucharist, not confirmation all the time, but most of the time. And here we are with Eucharist today in our own parish, celebrating it for the first time for 15 children. And so it is a wonderful day for them and for all their families as well. In our gospel passage, we find the apostles fishing. Now, don't you think that's a little strange? But I don't think they had received the Holy Spirit yet. So they were still kind of afraid and cowardly, didn't know what to do. So men like to go fishing when they feel that way, I guess. All men do. And so that's what they did. And then Jesus works a miracle. They haven't had any luck fishing, and he tells them where to fish, and they bring in an enormous amount of fish. And then Jesus does something else. It's very interesting. He makes them breakfast. They have fish and bread. Now, today we probably add a few avocado slices to make it a better balanced breakfast, but that's what Jesus did. And that miracle, or it wasn't a miracle, but that doing that, the fish and the bread, and the way that he did it, that he took it, we would assume he blessed it, and then gave it to them, that is a sign of Holy Communion. That bread represents the Eucharist, that's what Jesus is continuing to provide for his disciples, as he did at the Last Supper. He continues and said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And so that's what that miracle of the fishes and all that goes with it, with the breakfast, that's what that signifies. It's a Eucharistic miracle. And so that is what we celebrate at every Mass, the miracle of the Holy Eucharist, that bread becomes the body and blood of Christ and wine becomes the body and blood of Christ. And how privileged we are to take part in that miracle. We can do that every day of our life if we want to, if we live here as we do now. There are other parts of the world where they're blessed if they can have the Mass once or twice a year where they live. But we celebrate the Eucharist today especially as part of the Easter sacraments. And it is the wonderful gift that God has given us. We give glory and praise and thanks to God for feeding us with his body and blood. St. John Vianney said that the Eucharist is the greatest gift God left us, because if it wasn't the greatest gift and there was something else, that would be the greatest gift that God left us. But he didn't. He leaves us the body and blood of his Son to feed us and nourish us and take away our sins and strengthen the bonds of love we have for each other, to be more generous and more giving of ourselves, to take care of those most in need, as the Eucharist helps us and strengthens us to do all of that. It's a sign of our love for each other as we celebrate the Eucharist together as a community. And the children are blessed today, the 15 of you, to begin your journey of receiving the Eucharist for the rest of your life. And this is a very special day that you will always remember, even if you're as old. I was thinking, if you added up the ages of Deacon Paul, Father McNeil, and me, you need a calculator. But we're all in our 70s. And so I'll say, if you live to be even as old as us, you will remember And I'm sure Father McNeil can tell you very specific details of his first communion. He has an amazing memory. And same thing with Deacon Paul and with me. And so will you. And you should also, children, thank your parents. Because when they brought you to church, and I presume you were baptized as little babies, you don't remember that, do you? No, that would be a little difficult. When they brought you to church, they made a promise at your baptism. And you know what that promise was? To bring you to church to make your first communion. And that's the promise they made, and the promise they kept, to help you with your formation that you've done over the past several months, to be part of that with you, to share their faith with you in that way. And they kept that promise they made about 7 years ago or so to bring you to this day. And so as a parish, we celebrate and we show our support and our encouragement to these children and hope that they will continue to be part of our community in receiving the body and blood of Jesus when they come to Mass.